弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们有再一次聚集和交通的机会。
We thank the Lord that we again have this opportunity to gather.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
我们赞美你，不但使你的爱子道成肉身，也为我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
We praise you that your Son became flesh, and not only did he dwell among us, but he went on the cross for our sins.
你用奇妙的方法使他从死里复活。
And you used marvelous way to bring him back from the dead.
你也使他升上高天，现在坐在父神宝座的右边。
You have caused him to ascend on high and to be now sitting on the right hand of the Father.
你也将圣灵浇灌下来，向世人、向你的教会做见证，你已经立他为主、为基督了。
And you have caused the Holy Spirit to come down to testify to the church that our Lord Jesus Christ is both Lord and Christ.
你也使认识你的圣徒能够在世人面前大胆地宣告他是君王，他也是我们的救主。
And you have caused your disciples to boldly proclaim before people that our Lord is our King and he is our Savior.
我们谢谢你把我们带回到你自己的家中。
We thank you that you brought us again into the house of God.
使我们得着新的生命，也接受你的建造。
So that we may gain new life and that we may be edified by you.
我们是在把这一点聚集交通的时间仰望在你的手中。
We give the following time of gathering into your hands.
我们无依无靠的求你，像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的，都显现说话。
We ask that you truly reveal yourself and speak to those who are the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and those who are listening.
只有你是一切供应的源头。
Only you are the source of all things.
也只有你知道我们需要什么。
And only you know what we truly need.
若不是你向我们说话，我们一切都是鸣的锣响的吧。
If you do not speak to us, we are only as a sounding cymbal and a tinkling brass.
所以我们无依无靠地把这一点的时间仰望在你的手中。
So we want to give the following time into your hands.
为着在座的每一位，我们求你把话赏赐下来。
We ask that you personally reveal your word to each one of us sitting here.
为着你荣耀的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上，我们求你把话倾倒下来。
For your glorious will to be accomplished here on this earth, we ask that you bring your word down.
为着你荣耀的国度能够赶快的降临，我们求你也把话真是赐给我们。
For your glorious kingdom to come down, we ask that you give us your word.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages of scripture.
第一处还是看我们已经读了很多次的。哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Let's first look at what we've been looking at for quite a while. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里是说神是信实的，我们被他召回来，能够进入与他儿子我们的救主耶稣基督的交通。
Over here it states that God is faithful and through that we are called to the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们一个信主的人不是接受了耶稣基督之后我们跟神的关系好像又疏远了。
It's not that when, after we believe and accept the Lord Jesus that our relationship with him becomes distant again.
我们因为接受了耶稣基督里面的人灵活过来了，反而使得我们跟天父、跟主耶稣基督更能够来往。
When we believe on the Lord, our spirit has become alive inside of us, and that should cause us to have a closer relationship with our Lord.
所以神要我们进入的那一个关系，要我们进入的那一个生命的实际，就像天父跟神儿子那样的亲密的关系。
So the reality and the relationship that God wants us to enter into is the same as the relationship between the Father and the Son.
所以这节是非常宝贵的。
And so this verse is very precious to us.
我们再看约翰福音十七章。
Let's now look at John chapter 17.
十七节到二十三节。
from verse 17 to verse 23.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As thou sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their words.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全地合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
好，我们再看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们把这一章从头到尾读过。
Let's read the entire chapter.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又胜战惊。
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Their faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him?Even so, the things of God know no man, but the Spirit of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Now we have received, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
For who had known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
第十六节哈，这个英文跟中文有点不一样，但是英文是比较对的。
In verse 16, there's discrepancy between the English and Chinese translation, but the English translation is more accurate.
这个中文说是谁曾知道主的心，这个心呢，原文是心思的意思。
In Chinese, it says, who has known the heart of the Lord, but in the original, it's talking concerning the mind.
那后面说，但我们是有基督的心了，这个心也是指的是心思的意思。
In Chinese, it later says, we have the heart of Christ, but actually it is referring to the mind of Christ.
所以这里你可以看到，神在我们身上是有工作的。
So we see here that the Lord has a work in us.
一个人他蒙恩得救的时候，他的心就跟神能够开始来往的互动。
That when we believe on the Lord Jesus, our heart starts to communicate with our Lord.
或者说照着圣经讲说，他的灵活过来了。
Or in other words, according to the Bible, their spirit is revived.
但是这是在人的最深处的地方。
But this is deep in the hearts of men.
但是神要在我们最深处的地方所得到的这个救恩和这个生命，能够从我们身上能够做出来。
But our Lord wants to accomplish His salvation in His life through our innermost being.
所以这个做出来呢，就从心的深处，从灵里面，然后达到魂，就是达到心思、情感和意志。
So this will come out of the heart through our spirit into our mind, which involves our mind, will, and emotions.
但是不是只是说，好像我们可以稍微明白一点点神的事情而已。
It's not just that we will be able to understand a little better the things of God.
在神的心意里面，是要我们就是说，不但可以明白神的事情，而且是有耶稣基督的心思。
Christ wants us not only to be able to understand the will of God, but also to have the mind of Christ.
也许我们觉得耶稣基督的心思是很遥远的一件事情。
Maybe we think that the mind of Christ is something too far to attain.
我们连明白都觉得困难。
We sometimes think that even understanding is difficult.
那怎么会我这个人会有耶稣基督的心思呢？
How can I possibly have the mind of Christ?
从哪里，从什么管道，或从什么方式可以得着呢？
From what ways can we get the mind of Christ?
这实在是神的工作，是圣灵的工作。
It is truly the work of God and of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们愿意服在圣灵的带领底下，神就把我们这个原来没有耶稣基督心思的人，然后经过他的工作，然后逐渐逐渐就得到这个。
So if we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, gradually through the work of Christ, we can attain this mind of Christ.
所以一个人他如果说他信耶稣，而且在他生命上有很大的改变。
So if a brother or sister says that they believed on the Lord and the Lord has done great work of transformation in their life.
那其中有一个方面就是耶稣基督的心思在这个人身上是有还是没有，是实在的还是不实在。
One thing to look for is whether or not the mind of Christ is active in this person.
是丰富的还是非常的微少。
Is it rich there or is it lacking?
上次我们提到说进入天父与神儿子的交通。
Last time we spoke about entering into the fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
不但对个人有影响。
Not only does it have an impact with our personal lives.
更重要的是，因为每一个基督徒他都跟神的关系接通了。
But because each one of us has a relationship with God.
所以来到聚会当中, 在教会里面, 你看到那个交通, 是丰富的, 是属天的, 也是属灵的。
So when people are gathered together in the church, you see that their fellowship is rich and it is spiritual.
所以换一个角度来看,
so looking at it from another angle,
虽然我们这每一个人都是基督徒,
so even though each one of us, we are Christians,
但是我们没有一个人跟天父和神儿子有交通。
But none of us have a relationship, have communication with the Son and with the Father.
那我们来到聚会当中, 我们看到是什么?
If that is the case, what do we see when we gather together?
可以说你遇见不到神。
You can say that you cannot see God in this gathering.
因为神要什么, 神做什么, 神说什么, 我们都不知道。
Because what God wants, what He is saying, we cannot see.
但是如果我们真的是进入天父与神儿子的这个交通,
but if we truly enter into the fellowship between the Father and us,
不但是神曾经做什么, 我们明白,
not only can we understand what the Father had done,
神现在就在我们当中,
but the Father is currently among us.
所以这个呢, 对于教会成熟是一件重要的事情。
So this is something very important to the maturation of the church.
那教会成熟会产生什么结果呢?
What happens when the church becomes mature?
就是迎接主的再来。
That is when we can welcome the Lord's coming again.
所以今天我们在这里聚会, 不单单是要大家觉得好而已。
So when we gather here together, it's not simply for us to feel good.
如果我们的聚会只是大家觉得好, 却是不能够让主的心意成就主的再来能够快快地实现。 我们还不够。
If all we are doing in gathering today is that we can make ourselves feel good, but we are not promoting our relationship with the Lord, then we cannot spur on the coming of our Lord.
所以我们不但预备迎接主的再来, 我们也在一起能够彼此的造就坚固。
So not only should we wait for our Lord's coming, but as we gather together, we should also edify one another.
这个坚固不是大家一个人绑一个人。
To strengthen one another, to edify one another, it's not just one person strengthening another.
你知道如果靠人的关系好, 绑在一起, 这是很痛苦的事情。
To strengthen one another by tying one another together, that is something very actually painful.
神让我们坚固, 是神在我们当中。
For us to be strengthened, it is that God is here among us.
神让我们坚固, 是我们常常遇见神。
God can strengthen us so that we can see Him.
甚至到一个地步, 有人倒在我们周围呢, 我们都还被坚固起来。
And to such a point that when there are those who fall among us, we can still stand.
所以这坚固的源头, 坚固的力量是来自于主耶稣, 来自于神自己。
The source and the strength of this strengthening comes from our Lord Himself.
那弟兄姊妹在一起, 要彼此建造。
So brothers and sisters, together we must strengthen and edify one another.
从另外一个角度就是要彼此装备。
From another angle, it is that we must equip one another.
所以这不是说只是某人帮助某人, 是彼此要帮助。
It's not that one should just help another individually, but it's that we should help one another.
那我们怎么去能够装备其他的弟兄姊妹, 或者其他的弟兄姊妹怎么能装备我们呢?
How can we equip other brothers and sisters, or how can other brothers and sisters equip us?
所以上一章的心思就, 上一章就告诉我们说, 要在同样的心思, 同样的意念里面。
And that is why in the previous, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about having the same mind and the same heart.
这个同样的心思, 同样的意念就是基督的心思。
And to have the same mind and to have the same heart is to have the mind of Christ.
所以如果我们没有真正进入那个交通, 这个心思不在我们身上。
So if we do not enter truly into that fellowship, we would not be able to have the mind of Christ.
那这个心思有什么特性呢?
So what are the special characteristics of this mind?
菲利比书第二章告诉我们。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us.
我们看第六节到第十一节。
Let's look at from verses 6 through 11.
第六节他说, 他本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
In verse 6 it says, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚己, 取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样式。
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant.
既有人的样式, 就自己卑微, 存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
所以神将他升为至高, 又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name,
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的, 因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
That the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things in earth and things under the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主, 使荣耀归于父神。
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
从这段话里面, 前面第五节讲说, 你们当以耶稣基督的心为心, 那个心也是讲到心是这一方面。
If you look at the verse previous to this passage, verse 5, it says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以第六节以后就解释,
So from verse 6 onward, it describes what exactly is the mind of Christ.
第一个特性是, 他与神同等, 但却不强夺的。
The first aspect is that even though he's equal with God, he did not think of robbery.
就是他不会抢的。
It's that he does not seek to take it by force.
我记得我年轻的时候有一个失败的这样的一个情况。
I remember when I was young, there was an experience I had which led to failure.
我在高中的时候，因为我们那个高中呢，在台湾是算是在数学上比较出名的学校。
I was in high school at that time in Taiwan, and that was it was a high school which had proficiency in math.
那我在那个学校，我觉得我很得到好机会。
So at that school, I thought I had a great opportunity.
但很可惜呢，到高二的时候，我遇到的数学老师从头到尾都没有教我们什么。Unfortunately,
it was my sophomore junior year. I felt that my math teacher wasn't teaching me anything.
我那时候很认真的，所以老师虽然没有教什么，但是我还是很认真，我自己学习。
So at that time, I was very diligent. So even though the teacher didn't teach me anything, I still studied on my own.
而且就在那一年当中呢，我好几次考的全校最好的。And
that it was in that year that I had the best test results of anyone in the school.
但是呢，我也觉得很生气，老师都没有教我什么。But
I was very disappointed and mad because the teacher wasn't teaching me.
不但我很生气，我同学也很生气。
And not only was I mad, but my classmates were mad as well.
所以等到那一年结束的时候呢，我跟一些同学就起来发动，把这个老师罢免掉。And
so at the end of the year, my classmates and I decided, and we rose up and had this teacher kicked out of the school.
哦，这个事情闹得很，就是那时候闹得很大。
At that time, it was a really it was something big at that time.
不过那个。 学校的那个教务处，他大概知道这个老师的情形。
At that time, the superintendent of the school, he knew what was going on with this teacher.
但是呢，他没有照我们的意思，但他告诉我们这个老师哈，他什么都是第一名毕业的。
But this superintendent, he didn't exactly do what we wanted. He told us that this teacher, he was the first in everything.
他应该都是最好的。
He's supposed to be the best teacher.
如果你们这一年不太好，可能是。 他有什么特别的原因?
If he wasn't able to teach you well this year, probably it was because he had something going on in his life.
但是我当时就想说，你看，我跟老师其实是不能比的。但是怎么样，我只要稍微好一点，是吧？我就把你。But what
I was thinking was, now the teacher is above me at this point, but if I were just a little better, I can easily just kick the teacher out.
这是我做过的事情。This
is what I did when I was young.
所以怎么样说？ 人来讲的话，人常常如果一稍微高一点的时候，就看不起人，就会抢东西。So
in the same way, mankind often when we become a little better at something, we often think we can kick someone else out and take their place.
但是我们的主不是这样。But
our Lord was not like that.
他与神同等，却不强夺。He
was our Lord Jesus was equal with God, but he didn't use robbery or force.
所以如果这个生命、这个心是在教会里面。
Now, if this kind of mind or this life was in the church, you will see that there will be many talented individuals in the church, but that what will happen is that none of them will be trying to fight with one another or use force against one another.
这不是世界上的情形。
This is not what is going on in the world.
世界上怎么样说？只要我稍微有一点点比你好一点，就可以把你踩在脚底下。
The world says that if I'm slightly better than you, then I can step on you.
所以这是这个心思要成就在我们身上。
And so this is the mind that we want to have in our lives.
或者这样的生命的性情要在我们身上。
Or rather, this life characteristic should be in us.
我最近去到一个聚会里面，他们有一个做法让我觉得很惊讶，毕竟是神在他们上有工作。
I once went to a gathering where I saw a certain characteristic of that gathering that made me very surprised, and it seemed to me that the Lord was working there.
跟我交通的那个弟兄是他们在他们当中是摆下的力量服事占的是最大最多的。
The brother with whom I was fellowshipping over there, he was the one who was giving out the greatest effort at the church.
那他说刚好现在到一个阶段，而且他发现教会有很多的事情呢都不合神的心意。
He said that at this point he feels that there are many things in the church which he feels are not according to God's will.
那很多所谓的服事呢，说是服事，但是呢并不是在神的心意里面。
And he said that there are many people there who say they're serving, but in reality they're not serving God.
所以呢他就跟弟兄姊妹有一个请求，就是什么，所有人把的服事统统交在主面前，重新在主面前谦卑下来，寻求主，看主有没有带领，主没有带领，你那个服事就不要做。如果主有带领，然后再有弟兄姊妹印证，才一步一步的往上走。
So he asked something very special, brothers and sisters. He said, I'd like to ask everyone to put their service before the Lord, to pray and ask God whether or not this is actually his will. And with the confirmation, brothers and sisters, as well, if you believe that is the Lord's will, then go ahead and do it.
他是摆上力量最多的，他是服事，他是我第一个叫出来。
And so, because he was the one who served the most in the church, who gave the most effort, he said, all right, I am willing to put my service down first.
我看到什么？这里不强夺。
What I saw there was that they were not fighting with one another. They're not.
需要主在当中做工。
That can only be done with the Lord's work.
如果有什么服事是叫人看见神、遇见主。
If our services, through our services, people can see God.
所以盼望主也给我们恩典，让我们如果有什么服事，我们在聚会当中叫人常常遇见神。
That's the Lord's grace. So we ask Him to give us grace to see His work. Our service.
那这个心思的第二方面呢，就是能倒空自己。
The second aspect of the mind of Christ is to be able to empty oneself.
啊，而且呢，能够站在人都当站的地位上面。
And to be able to stand on the same level as men.
啊，其实我们认为人哈是很崇高的。
We think of the position of man as something very elevated.
不过人当然很崇高，在受造主里面是最高的。
Of course, we are elevated. In creation, we were the last to be made.
但是呢，人呢，在神面前还是一个奴仆的样式。
But mankind, according to God, is still in the form of a servant.
所以在万物当中，人是高的，但是在神面前，人还是神的奴仆。
Compared to creation.Mankind is elevated, but in God's eyes, mankind is in the level of a servant.
所以不管我们在人当中是多么优秀，但在神面前应该还是神的奴仆。
So no matter how special we are in the eyes of man, according to God, we should be His servants.
所以这个特性怎么样说？你能够站在你当站的地位上面。
And so the specialty here is that we should be able to stand in our right position.
我们看到。就是说人有时候就是不能好像受祝福到一个地步，人就完全扭曲了，就不能站在他该站的位置上面。
Many times we see how people they cannot accept the blessings of God and afterwards they refuse to stand in their position.
但是我们的主耶稣在地上的时候，他成为人的时候，他都站在奴仆的地位上。
But our Lord Jesus when he was on this earth he took upon himself the form of a servant.
那第三个方面这个心思呢，就怎么样？他可以谦卑自己。OK， 这个谦卑呢，就什么？能够听神的指导。
And the third aspect of the mind of Christ is to humble himself.
就是能够听， 而且顺服神。
And is to hear and to submit to the will of God.
啊，这个原来在门徒身上是没有的。
Originally with the disciples was not the case.
特别彼得说，他愿意为主舍命，可是呢，他却是在主钉十字架的时候呢，要钉十字架的时候，他三次否认主。
Just like Peter, who said, I will lay down my life for you, Lord. But when our Lord was about to be crucified, Peter denied him three times.
他想要顺服神，但是他的身体来不及，肉身来不及，或者说他这个自己来不及。
He wanted to deny himself for Christ, but his body or his flesh would not agree.
但是当主耶稣复活之后，神，主耶稣那个带他进入那个交通之后，他就完全不一样。
But after our Lord resurrected and he brought Peter into the fellowship, he caused him to see, caused him to have a transformation.
所以他在祭司长或在官府面前说什么？听从神，听从人，哪样是应当的？
And that is why Peter later was able before the priest, high priest and the elders to say, whether it's right to listen to God or to listen to you, this judge by yourself.
所以他不但说他要顺服神，而且他能够做到顺服神的事情。
So not only was he able to listen to God, but he's able to submit and obey what God wanted.
所以这个生命的特性就是能够得到神，听到神的声音，而且能够顺服神。
So the specialty of this life is that not only can you listen to and hear what God has to say, but that you will also do it.
所以这个心思是什么？这个心思，耶稣基督的心思是从灵到魂，灵受圣灵的引导，然后到魂能够顺服圣灵的带领。
So this mind of Christ is comes through the Spirit into the man's soul.
所以这里有一个指挥中心是从天上的宝座下来的。
So the director of all this comes from heaven.
这个天上的宝座在指挥这件事情，进入这个人的灵，这个人灵再从这个人灵到的这个人的魂，到这个人有他有这样的心思出现。
So the direction for this comes from the throne on high. It goes into our spirits and through that into the soul.
这个心是第四个方面，就是他能够走十字架的道路。
And the fourth aspect of this mind of Christ is that one can walk the path of the cross.
他知道，如果是神要他经过这个十字架，他知道十字架是必须的，而且是他要跟着走下去，要走完十字架的道路。
So our Lord Jesus, he knew that the path that God had chosen for him was the way of the cross, and that he had to walk on it and to finish that path.
所以走十字架的道路不是叫别人走十字架的道路，是自己走十字架的道路。
So when we talk about the way of the cross, we don't tell others to walk the way of the cross.
有的时候我们因为软弱，所以我们是制造十字架给别人，但是自己却不走十字架的道路。
Many times when we are weak, we often manufacture a way of the cross for others, but we don't walk on it ourselves.
但是如果有耶稣基督的心思在他身上是实在的，是他自己愿意走十字架的道路，然后他要照着神旨意来走完这个十字架的道路。
But if one has the mind of Christ, he will walk on the path of the cross and he will follow the will of God to finish this path.
那第五个方面就是神使他身为至高。
And the fifth aspect of the mind of Christ is that God will highly exalt him.
所以身高不是人的追求，身高是神的工作。
So exaltation is not the work of man, rather it is that of God.
所以这里有一个实际就是什么？伏在神大能的手下，因为使人身高、使人降卑是在于神。
And so key here is to humble oneself under the hand of God. Because whether one is exalted or one is humbled, it is all the work of God.
在神还没有叫我们升高以前，我们就不愿意升高。
Unless God calls us to be exalted, we should not exalt ourselves.
那但是如果神把我们带到那个升高的时际，要显出神的荣耀出来。
But if God has brought us in the state of exaltation, we are to reveal the glory of God.
所以这几个心思的特性没有一个人可以凭自己做得到。
So all these characteristics of the mind of Christ is not something that we can accomplish by ourselves.
这几个心思特性都是神的工作，都是圣灵的工作。
All these are the work of the Holy Spirit and of God.
所以这个耶稣基督的心思，基督的心思成就在我们身上，是经过有一个过程。
So we see here the mind of Christ, for it to be attained in us, it requires a process.
所以在我们身上，如果我们如果这个心智能够成就在我们身上，第一点我们必须要认识基督和他钉十字架的宝贵。
And so, in order to attain it, first of all, we must understand Christ and his crucifixion's preciousness.
基督什么意思？
What is the meaning of Christ?
基督就是神的受膏者。
It is the anointed one of God.
就是什么？受圣灵充满的，受圣灵膏抹的。
It is one who is filled and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天被称为是基督徒。
Today we are called Christians.
那基督徒什么？就是受圣灵带领的，被受圣灵膏抹的那批人。
What does Christian mean? It is basically those who have been anointed and who have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以要认识受圣灵带领的实际。
So to understand the reality that the Holy Spirit brings.
我们光听说别人被圣灵带领，这不够。
For us to just hear about other people being filled with the Holy Spirit, that is not enough.
每一个基督徒，不管你是年轻的，甚至是小孩，甚至你是年幼的，你是年长的，你都要被圣灵充满。
Every Christian, whether young or old, whether you're a child or whether you're more elderly,
然后我们要因为被圣灵充满，受圣灵的引导，我们逐渐能够越来越明白圣灵带领的路。
We all have to be filled with the Holy Spirit personally, and through that to gradually understand the way of the Spirit.
我们要被主开启到一个地步，认识主耶稣，耶稣基督和他钉十字架是极宝贵的。
We must understand how precious the work of the Holy Spirit is in the way of the cross.
有弟兄这样讲，他是宇宙事物的中心。
One brother put it this way, that our Lord is the center of the universe.
所以很多宇宙事物的这关键的影响就在于这件事情上。
And so many things that affect the universe, it all stems from understanding the Holy Spirit.
那我们需要主帮助我们。
And so that's why we need our Lord's help.
如果认识基督，耶稣基督和钉十字架这么重要，我需要主开启我。
If we must understand the cross and our Lord Jesus Christ, then we truly need the help of the Holy Spirit.
我需要主帮助我。
I need the Lord's help in this matter.
那第二个方面怎么样？就是说，这个心是要成就过程当中，要能够学会依靠圣灵和大能的名证。
And the second aspect of having the mind of Christ is to rely on the evidence of the Holy Spirit and His power.
我们常常有一个困难，就是我们愿意受圣灵的，就愿意经历这个圣灵的工作，但是我们不一定完全顺服圣灵。
Many times, one problem we experience is we are willing to experience the Holy Spirit, but we are not willing to obey the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们不愿意顺服圣灵到一个地步，我们甚至还会批评圣灵。
And sometimes we don't want to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit to the point that we often criticize the Spirit.
但是你知道，在教会初期的时候，在《使徒行传》里面你看到那个教会的生活充满了圣灵和大能的名证。
But we see that in the early church, as mentioned in Acts, the church was filled with the Holy Spirit and with power.
你在《使徒行传》第二章或第四章，许多人把田产卖了，然后带到使徒的面前，然后在一起大家生活。
You see in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, that many Christians took a piece of land, sold it, laid it at the apostles' feet, and they had communal living together.
这是谁能够鼓吹出来的事情？
Is this something that people can do by themselves?
谁能规定这件事情？
Who can regulate this by themselves?
你规定了，也没有人要去做。
Even if you say, oh, let's all do this together, many people will say no.
但神在那些的圣徒身上就是有工作。
But our Lord Jesus was at work among the disciples.
把田产卖了，交给使徒，一点都不觉得是损失。
For them to sell their lands and to lay it at the apostles' feet, it was not a loss.
所以这里面有圣灵很奇妙的工作。
So we see here that this took the marvelous work of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天都是想办法抓在自己的手上。
Many times we like to hold on to things today.
但是那个时候他们怎么样？他们看见使徒的确是有实际是有神的同在，而且却是受神的引导。
But what they saw then was that the apostles truly had the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们很放心的就做了这件事情，而且带到使徒的面前。
And so they were very confident to give the land to the apostles and lay at their feet.
这是认识神的权柄，也尊重神的权柄。
This is the power of knowing and honoring Christ.
那这实在是圣灵在里面的工作。
And this is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
而且神也鉴察人里面的那些光景。
Also, our Lord is examining the innermost thoughts of our hearts.
所以就有那个亚拿尼亚跟撒非拉的事情。
And so that's why there was the incidents of Ananias and Sapphira.
他卖了他的田产，但是把一部分自己收起来。
So they indeed sold their land, but they kept part of the profit to themselves.
那把另外一部分呢，就带到使徒面前。
And they brought the rest to the apostles.
他们是怎么样？他们是奉献一部分，但是却是跟使徒讲说，我是奉献全部。
So they were offering part of the value of their land, but they told the apostles that it was the full value.
这成为撒旦利用的工具。
And this became a tool of Satan.
要来破坏这个教会在神面前的单纯。
To disrupt the purity of the church.
所以那个时候，这个圣灵的审判的权柄就很快就下来。
And so the judgment of the Holy Spirit immediately came.
所以那段圣经讲说，听见的人都是很惧怕。
And that is why it says in the passage that all who heard about this, these things were struck with awe and fear.
而且什么？全教会都惧怕。
And it said that the whole church was in awe and fear.
惧怕那个字其实就是敬畏的。
And this fear actually refers to reverence.
所以人如果不认识神的权柄，人不会敬畏神。
And so if people do not understand the power of God, they will not give reverence to him.
但是这一切都是什么？都是圣灵和大能的工作。
But this is all through the work of the Spirit and of power.
而且发现很稀奇的，原来在耶稣基督身上的那些医治的能力，那些的就是那些权柄，现在在使徒的身上。
And what was also marvelous during those times were that the properties of healing that our Lord Jesus had, it became transferred to the apostles.
所以你如果使徒再看下去，就不止在使徒身上，在很多好好的跟随主的身，被圣灵充满的身上都有。
And later you can see in Acts that it was not only with apostles, but with many Christians at the time who fervently followed our Lord and who were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我相信在那个时候，他们那些基督徒在一起的时候，那里面像火在烧一样，那个常常遇见神，那个里面是火热的。
So I truly believe that these early Christians, when they constantly met the Lord, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It felt like a fire burning within them.
那个不需要去催人家说你要来聚会啊，我给你什么好处啊，通通都不需要讲。
They did not have to say to one another, "Hey, come to gathering. I'll give you some benefits if you do."
哦，所以叫人认识神更多有什么方法
？So how can we cause men to know God more?
叫人跟神的关系更好有什么方法
？How can we cause people to have a better relationship with our Lord?
叫人更知道怎么跟神建立一个合适的关系有什么方法？
What's the method by which we can have people have a proper relationship with the Lord?
那就是在教会里面要有这样的器皿，带下神丰富的同在，带下神丰富的工作出来。
It's that we must have this vessel in the church to bring down the rich grace and goodness of our Lord.
如果教会这样的器皿多的时候，你一来到教会，你遇见的不单单是人，你常常遇见神。
If you have many of these vessels in the church, when you come to church, what you will see is not just people, but our Lord.
第三个方面，就是一个人才要得着耶稣基督的心思，他的信心要建立在神的大能身上。
The third aspect of gaining the mind of Christ is that one's faith must be founded on the great power of God.
光讲道理不够。
To preach is not enough.
你知道，我们常常，我们如果知道什么道理，我们就用这个道理去要求别人或要求自己。
Many times we think once we know this doctrine, we can use it to instruct others or to instruct ourselves.
结果没有用，同时又没有这个神的大能在我们身上，我们就很辛苦。
At the same time, if we do not have the power of God working in us, it is very difficult.
但是如果真正有神的大能在身上，你就发现那个信心不需要你去抓，是神抓住你，不是你去抓住神。
But if you have the power of God working, you realize your faith is not what you are holding on to, rather it is God holding on to your faith.
所以到底我们的信心是在什么地方？
So what exactly is our faith founded on?
我们的信心是在人的智慧呢，还是在神的大能？
Is our faith founded on man's wisdom or on the power of God?
所以一个人如果丰富的经历神的大能，他跟神的那个交通是很密切的。
So if one wants to richly experience the power of God, his relationship with God should be very close.
而且很稀奇，就是神的大能一显现的时候，这个人信心的那个程度是跳级上升的。
And what will be amazing is that when God's power is revealed, this person's faith will become greater and greater.
所以信心不是读书读出来的。
So faith does not come through just mere reading.
这个有信心的人，他必须遇见神。
One who has faith must experience and meet God.
保罗在还没有信主以前，他已经圣经很熟了。
Before Paul met our Lord himself, he already was familiar with the Bible.
但他对神的信心就是用来逼迫基督徒。
But his faith in God was used to persecute Christians.
但是当他遇见了这位复活的基督的时候，他整个大脸彻底的转变。
But when he met our resurrected Lord himself, his mindset and his faith changed completely.
而且他反而能向人见证说什么？耶稣基督就是神所预定要来的那一位。
And he could testify to people and say that the one whom the Jewish were waiting for was our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是神的儿子。
It was the Son of God.
第四个方面
the fourth aspect,
就是要能渴慕神奥秘的智慧。
It's to thirst after the mystery of God's wisdom.
那这里有两方面。
There are two aspects.
一方面是讲到神的奥秘。
It speaks on one hand of God's mystery.
因为神有一个奥秘，所以这个奥秘当中一个就产生那个智慧。
And because God has this mystery, and so this mystery would generate this wisdom.
那神的奥秘是什么？
What's God's mystery?
在哥罗西书第二章第二节。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 it says this.
第二章第二节的，我们读第二节的就第二节全部好了，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
Let's read the second verse together, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
所以神的奥秘就是基督。
And so the mystery of God is Christ.
那从神的奥秘里面我们得什么智慧？我们学什么功课？
And so how do we receive wisdom from Christ?
在这个哥罗西书第二章，你给我们看到就是第一个什么要看见神的智慧和丰富都是在耶稣基督里面。
So we see, if you look further in Colossians 2, you see that we can see power and wisdom through Christ.
我们有时候把基督只是当作我们顺口提一下而已，我们却不知道神的丰富和一切知识都在这里面。
We often use Christ sort of, we just refer to him on the side, but what we don't realize is that God's richness and his wisdom is through Christ.
如果我们真的知道神的一切的智慧和知识在里面，我们只会寻求基督，我们不会寻求别的。
If we know that God's richness and wisdom is in Christ, we will seek him and nothing else.
那另外一方面的功课就是我们能够遵他为行，遵他而行，就是行在他里面。
And another work that we must learn is to walk in him.
所以你愿意顺着主的路走。
It's to be willing to walk according to his path.
而且不但如此，你愿意跟他有一个和谐亲密的关系。
Not only that, but that you can have a close and personal relationship with him.
这个和谐亲密的关系使得我们在基督里面那个根基的那个根呢是越往下去走的。
And this close and personal relationship will cause your roots in Christ to grow deeper and thicker.
所以你跟主进入那个更深的交通，你那个根是扎在主自己的身上。
When you enter in that deep fellowship with our Lord, your roots will be directly connected to Him.
所以一个人他如果外面能够为主做见证，他其实是里面人看不见的部分，他跟主有一个很深的关系。
So for someone to outwardly testify for our Lord, that means he has to have a deep root with our Lord.
一个人如果能够在众人面前为主的名站住，他必须里面能够得到主那个丰富的带领。
For someone to stand for the Lord in front of a multitude, in his heart he must first be close to our Lord.
所以这个根是在主， 是接到主自己身上去。
And so this root has to be connected directly to Christ.
而且不但如此，而且他越经历主的带领的时候，那个他感谢主的那个心呢，就越加的丰富。
And actually, when the more they're connected to Christ, the more they should be able to praise Christ.
这个信心得到坚固，也是因为主自己。
And this faith, it is strengthened because of Christ.
所以，如果他这个人他真的认识主，真的知道主所成就的救恩的实际，他应该活在与主一同复活的实际。
If they truly understand the Lord and understand His reality, they should be living within that reality.
所以这个复活呢，就叫他能够胜过试探，能够胜过自己的肉体，或胜过别人的肉体。
And this resurrected life that they should have can cause them to overcome temptations and their flesh or the flesh of others.
或者胜过这世界的那些的样式。
Or to overcome the world and the things that are in it.
所以你若真的知道神的奥秘就是基督，你就是愿意在凡事上连于元首，连于这个头。
So if you understand that the mystery of God is Christ, then you should be willing to submit, to come under that.
所以弟兄姊妹如果跟头的联络更好，跟弟兄姊妹之间的联络就会更好。
So brothers and sisters, if your communication with the head of the church is well, then you should be able to communicate well with other brothers and sisters as well.
如果我们忽略这个跟主的这个关系，而我们一直只注意在人的关系，你就发现你没有办法把基督的身体建立起来。
If you neglect this relationship with God and you try to just communicate with brothers and sisters, you realize that you cannot build up the church of Christ.
所以只有先来到主面前，才能够这个弟兄姊妹他的才能够逐渐站在一个合适的位置上面，一个产生一个合适的建造。
And only through when we come before Christ that we can build one another up with brothers and sisters.
那这一个神奥秘的智慧不只是神，神奥秘就是基督。我们也看到基督有另外，基督有一个奥秘。
We see that not only is the mystery of God the Christ, but Christ also has a mystery.
这是在以弗所书第三章。
It is in Ephesians chapter 3.
第四节说，你们念了就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
In verse 4 it says, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
那这个奥秘呢，其实讲的就是教会。
And what this mystery is referring to is actually the church.
在这个奥秘里面呢，要看重每一个圣徒，我们都是主所买赎回来的。
And in this mystery, each one of us is precious before the Lord. We are redeemed by the Lord Himself.
在这个奥秘里面呢，我们看见所有的圣徒是合成一个身体的。
We see in this mystery that all the brothers and sisters are forming one body.
所以，如果我们是在一个身体里面，我们就会宝贵我们每一次可以聚集的机会。
If we are together in one body, we should treasure the opportunity we have to worship together.
那我们要宝贵主给我们有。圣徒之间一起交通与主的这样的机会。
And we must treasure the opportunity we have to share with brothers and sisters.
不只是如此，而且能够对于神所给我们的应许，我们盼望能够跟弟兄姊妹一起能够达到神所应许我们的。
And not only that, but we also should look forward to securing the promise of God with fellow brothers and sisters.
而且当教会聚集在一起的时候呢，我们愿意看到神运行的大能是在我们当中的。
And that when we are gathered together, we should be willing to look for God's presence here in His work among us.
所以我们实在是要求主帮助我们，能够看见神怎样在他教会中来工作。
So we must truly ask the Lord to cause us to see how He's working among us.
所以有的时候我们只顾意到我们只顾念到我们自己的想法，我们却是失去了丰富经历主的机会。
If we only consider our own views, we miss out on the richness of fellowship and communication.
但是教会如果是正常的，弟兄姊妹在神面前如果正常的，你发现神运行的大能在教会里面，在弟兄姊妹当中是丰富的。
If the church is normal, on the one hand, the Lord will be working greatly among brothers and sisters.
所以来到聚会里面就被主自己所吸引。
And so when you come to gathering, you'll be drawn to the Lord Himself.
不但被主所吸引，而且也非常宝贵主所买回来的弟兄姊妹。
But not only are you drawn to it, but you can also redeem brothers and sisters.
因为当这些基督徒聚在一起的时候，是一同来认识基督那测不透的丰富。
Because when brothers and sisters gather together, they are trying to learn the great richness of our Lord.
所以在教会里面聚集来讲话，就是主给我们有限的时间、有限的环境、有限的机会，但是却要常常去尝到那个测不透，就是无限的丰富。
Our Lord calls us to gather here with limited time, with limited resources, but what He wants us to see is the unlimited richness of our Lord.
如果我们都照自己的想法，就很难去经历到。
If we only use our own minds to try to attain this, it is impossible.
如果我们都走自己的路，就没有办法看到。
If we walk our own paths, we cannot see.
我们只有让主在当中带领我们。
We can only allow the Lord to guide us.
我们接受主的安排。
If we accept the Lord's provisions,
这个不是宿命。
This is not something that will hurt you.
宿命怎么讲？
It's not destiny.
这是因为顺服主。
This is submitting to God.
顺服主跟宿命是不同的东西。
Submitting to God and following destiny are two different things.
顺服主是你有一个想法，你有个意志，但是嘛，你服在神的旨意里面。
Following our Lord is that you might have your own will, but you submit that under God.
宿命是我没办法，我就是，因为我一点办法都没有，就跟着跑吧。
And destiny is, I'm destined to do this. I really don't have a choice.
所以你要经历那基督测不透的丰富，你要拣选主的旨意。
So in order to experience the richness of Christ, we must submit ourselves under Him.
你要拣选那些，你要拣选自己有这样的机会。来愿意跟那些愿意单纯顺服主的人在一起。
You must choose to spend time with those who are dedicated to seeking the Lord.
我信主这么多年哈，我真的很难得看到，就是说一大群人完全顺服主。
In all my years as a Christian, it's been very rare for me to see so many brothers and sisters serve the Lord together.
但是每当我看到有一个人他能够单纯的顺服主。我心里觉得非常的喜乐，而且非常的宝贵。
But when I can see one brother submit himself to the Lord, I'm very joyful before the Lord.
如果这些基督徒他是主把他们摆在一起的时候，是要一起去经历、去见证神那测不透的丰富。
If brothers and sisters can come together and they could all submit themselves, experience the marvelous work of Christ.
那从另外角度来讲的话，就是要使人明白神隐藏在创造里面的奥秘。
From another perspective, you could say that they are understanding the mystery of Christ.
我们必须承认，现在虽然这个世界是很发达的，是很繁荣的。
We must admit that on the one hand, while the world is indeed becoming very advanced and also very vain at the same time.
但许许多多方面都显示出来，没有把神创造的旨意显明出来。
But what we can see often is that the world does not manifest.What God created the world for.
所以神给教会给弟兄姊妹有一个托付，就是能够彰显神创造的旨意。
So one mission God has given the church is to manifest what the Lord intended the world to be.
所以如果我们不知道神的基督的奥秘就是教会的话，我们就没有办法在教会里面来见证这件事情。
So we do not understand that the mystery of Christ is a church.We will not be able to demonstrate this within the church.
所以教会应该怎么样？应该首先能够彰显神创造的心意，能够恢复正常的那样的光景。
So what the church should first do is to demonstrate what the original state that God intended for us to be in.
所以彰显到一个地步，哦，使还没有信主的人的话，哦，原来人生的目的是这样子。
And they should manifest at such a point that those who haven't believed on the Lord will realize and say.This is what I was originally intended for.
哦，原来我受造的目的是这样子。
This is my life purpose.
这是需要借着教会彰显。
This is what the church needs to manifest.
这是需要借着那些懂得基督的奥秘的人来彰显的。
This must be made manifest by those who understand the mystery of Christ.
所以使人能够明白。
To cause people to understand.
所以这是在人的前面做见证。
And so this is testifying before men.
这也是弟兄姊妹之间彼此的互相的这个提携，互相的帮助。
And this is also a way of reminding brothers and sisters together.
所以弟兄姊妹如果在教会里不看到这个，只看到其他的东西，那可能走偏了。
So brothers and sisters, if you see something else in the church and not this, then the church might have gone astray.
所以 这叫我们更能够敬拜神。
And this should cause us to worship God even more.
所以你看启示录第四章那个敬拜什么？所有受造之物都在神面前敬拜。
And so what you see in Revelation chapter 4 is you see all creation worshiping our Lord.
因为万物是因为你的旨意被造而有的。
Because all creation was created for your purpose.
所以教会如果有这样的实际，那我们在波饼聚会的时候，你赞美神的创造，赞美你的受造，这是非常自然的事情。
If the church understands this, when we have the breaking of bread and we are singing praises to Him, it should be all natural.
不会很久很久，从来都不开口的。
It's not that for many times for you don't open your mouth at all.
因为你看懂了，你心里要把感谢归给主。
If you understand what Christ wants, then shouldn't you open your mouth?
你也不会说，我愿意为主做很多事，但我却不能开口赞美主。
You won't say, "Ah, I'm willing to do much for the Lord, but I won't open my mouth."
那实在不正常。
That is not normal.
要做很多事，但却不能敬拜主。
If you can do many things, but you can't praise the Lord,
那表示我们的认识有扭曲。
That means that we have a problem in our relationship.
神界的教会要显明他创造的旨意。
Christ wants to demonstrate the origins of his creation through the church.
使人能够明白。
To cause people to understand.
我们自己明白。
To cause us to understand.
也让我们一同在主面前寻求人能够明白。
And to cause all of us who are seeking our Lord to remember.
不单如此。
Not only so.
神要使教会借着教会使天上一切执政的掌权的现在就能够得知神百般的智慧。
God wants us through the church cause the princes in heaven to understand the great richness and power of God.
所以这里是神，这是神的神心头上的秘密。
And so this is the mystery within Christ.
这个秘密是借着基督带下来给我带教会。
It is the mystery that through Christ was given to the church.
所以今天我们的教会生活不是只有在人的层面。
And so the life in this church is not just simply the a life among men.
或者我们在神面前所有的服事不是只有在人的层面。
And also our worship and service before in the church is not just among men.
或者是我们个人在暗中的生活也不只有在人的层面。
And it is our personal life. It is all not just a life living by oneself among men.
有一个肉眼看不见的灵界，他要看我们为神做见证。
What the fleshly eyes cannot see, the spiritual eyes can see, and they will see what we are doing for the church.
要看神百般的智慧在这一群人身上显明出来。
And God is looking to see if His will is being accomplished in the church.
所以需要主帮助我们。
So we must ask the Lord to help us.
认识神的奥秘就是基督。
To understand that the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
而且借着这样子能够带下来。神永远的旨意能够成就。
And through that, the will of God can be accomplished.
所以这后面有一个智慧。
And behind this all, there's that wisdom.
所以这是主告诉我们，这就是告诉我们说，我们如果要进入那个基督的心思的话，我们要知道神心在想什么。
So in order to enter into the mind of Christ, we must know what God is actually thinking.
那同时呢？基督里面奥秘是什么东西
？And also, we must know what is the mystery of Christ.
我的时间已经差不多了。
My time is about up.
那本来今天想要下一步就是交通那个圣灵怎么工作
？I was originally going to share on how the Holy Spirit works.
我想这就我们留在下一次有机会的话。
But I will leave that for next time when I share among us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们再把这些的话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your hands.
你用宝血遮盖。
Please cover them with your blood.
你圣灵来在做开启的工作。
May your Holy Spirit do a work of enlightening.
愿你真是把你自己那荣耀的心思能够坐在我们身上。
May your glorious mind be made known among us.
我们再一次把感谢赞美归给你。
We want to give thanksgiving and praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.